Alléluia.
Alléluia.
Eh, banai. Eh. Urabye je.
Have you seen the army?
Urabye je.
Have you seen the army?
Ejeria ku history rabye.
Army of Christ, have you seen it?
Ochimanyi ndi mukama inacho yakufunda.
You know God has made you into something.
Awo to da wawo.
Where you are seated there.
Hey, hey. Ay 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 ay.
Yes.
Take a decade to Furuma.
Now want us to be moving out. Yes.
Kakati.
Right now.
We to Furuma ne tuita mchivuga wanu.
As we move past through the city.
We nakubiri.
2 days.
Engoma ya Satan ingamvuni.
And the drum of Satan is over time. It no more sounds.
Hallelujah.
And the big drum, which is not beaten by this week, it is God. That of God is one sounding, calling folks going to heaven. You know, you may be sitting down there. Don't count the value of sitting down there. And you count your weariness. But treasure of God in sitting there. And you don't value it. Every time God speaks much of it. Jeremiah 23:18. That if they sought in the counsel of God's words. Don't count your weariness. Count that you've marked well. You have analyzed and you've understood well the words of God. Because verse 22
he
says, if they had sat in the council of my words, they would have caused my people to understand my words and turn them evil way, even for evil acts. That is what God wants you. That you in your city don't count your weariness.
You've gotten
treasure of knowledge to which far? Anytime you see it, you have ordered your vessel well. You know Jerrican. When it get to be filled in water, to fill up well, that they seal it, has to have stood very well. It is aligned well. Is it not that? When you collect filled water and it is a bit bent, while you fill in, it pours out. But when it settles well, aligned, and you fill it,
even
if you bend a little and you cover it.
But
your sitting is important. Because God in 2 Corinthians 4:6-7, treasure packs in that vessel of clay which is cleansed well. Now the weariness of your sitting, you should not consider it. You consider what you get out. Is it not that? A person called to come and pick money, even if they foot, the main thing, have they gotten the money? And you cannot tell them the weariness. They are like someone who has grieved sudden for many years, poverty, sickness, and things like those, and they get rich in one day. They may never remember the things they have passed through. Remember as a past thought. Now the main thing is, have you gotten that God wants you to get? Has he formed in you that he wants you to be?
Though
he breaks you, for at least what is formed, when
it
gets spoiled in the hands of the potter, he first breaks it again. And again he begins to mix that soil.
And
out of it forms a new vessel.
Now
when it's gotten spoiled, broken, you may have mercy on it.
You say, when I
break it down, finish. Won't it feel pain?
He said,
let it feel it once.
Me too,
it pains me.
But
I formed it to be there. It's spoiled, let me crush it. Crush it. I can form out a new vessel. The main thing is to come out when you are new.
When you've
been broken, how?
When
God has pressed you, how? The main thing is to come out when you are new. Is it not that? Don't count your weariness that I sat for a long time. The main thing, what did you get out of it? Because I see you out there. You sit on films. And you sit for hours. Series, you don't get tired. But what have you gotten from them? Now you count weariness that in vain. Praise Jesus.
But
you sit on threshold of knowledge like this. And you remember that you're tired. But I think till they remain choose out people who preach to us the entire of this month until we shall go in campaign revival. You preach to us.
Okay.
Yes.
We are
going to enjoy this.
Amen.
Let me see one say, I'm not ready to be called out. Means all of us, we are ready. I've enjoyed that. May God empower you more.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
They
have understood. Yes. I have
those
support the hand of Moses.
When
it's gotten weakened. Though we have a river we cross in to pass through, Moses lifts the rod up. Now the hand weakens. Those people decide to support them remain up. Look at them, how they also appear weak. And they leave it.
Then
the water consumes the people in the things. Tell us who say. Now Moses, when
it
was passing, he went when he held it up. That yes. When God says us in salvation, first trains you to pass through the crushed bottles. You know that? You step in them, there are the many problems you pass through. And he tells you, go pick them at the same time you pass through those crushed bottles. They are sharp stones. They are phones.
Say,
first walk in them. And you get strength. My soldier, let's go. Isaiah 48.
It's
I've chosen you in the pharmacy. It's your afflictions.
It
tells you, go. Get for me those people.
Pass
those crushed bottles and rocks. These phones. And you get them out. Bring them here. Now, bringing them, there is a problem. You are yours to walk in those bottles crushed in the problems. They reach fall and you carry them in the bottles. We are going. Somebody said now.
Those
things are like that.
He
chooses us in the pharmacy. That's afflictions. For he knows it.
Because
going for the half problems.
Carry
them when you first overcome them as you.
Go
uphold them in the problems where they are. Get them out, give them the rest of Christ. Because of our Lord Jesus, in the Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30,
hold
all those weary and burdened, give them rest of their spirits.
He
left us as ambassadors. We to fulfill that. That he's called them, It's us to give them rest on behalf of Christ Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 downwards,
you
say we are ambassadors of Christ. The other, Jesus in Isaiah 28:11-12, he told us to give them rest and refreshment.
Which
we sat in his place to give people rest. The problem before you've gotten rest, you think, whom can you give rest? If you still toil, you think, who are you going to give rest? A person gives what they have. Prove that you're rested by God. Prove you have not things which trouble you. Prove everything you committed to God. That which had become weary. That you got weary and heavy on you, you hand it to the Lord. Because he says, we cast our anxieties unto him, he too, he takes care of us. The 1 Peter 5:7-9,
we
cast our anxieties to him. Hebrews 4:14-16, he says the priest reigns over heaven and earth. He passed through all things we pass through. And he can very well have compassion on us.
That
Romans 8:34 on the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us. Very bad, you're carrying heaviness, hatred with yourself, hang rough, and the things like that. He called you, say, cast them to me. You cast them. You know, they don't just easily get from you. A point you have to cast them as you. Have you understood well? He said, cast them. Sister Lucifer, you go to Jesus,
let
me. Anxiety, leave me. Hatred. Are we together? Now prepare for the journey where we are going. It's the main thing. Prepare. There are those who are going to go for. But you're sitting here. Don't count your weariness. You give up on that. Are we together? Speak with the brethren. Tell them. God has never told us to seek him in vain. Now if you seek for him, no matter how you get tired, there is a reward. You give up on issues of weariness, we no more consider them. One who gets tired, they pity themselves. If you give up on weariness, pity gets from you and you become diligent. Who has ever gone to till land? Have you reached a point to feel your time? In the bush indeed, I will not be able to clear it. And you get strengthened. You begin on it. You see you are on the extreme of it. Now there is a point you reach. As if you are tired. But strengthen yourself for 10 minutes. And you sway. Strength increases, you move on. But any farmer, after they do the farming, they are tired. Early in the morning. Because they expect harvest. They are in the farm.
Said,
where have you gone back? Yesterday you got so tired and said, leave me alone. You want to tell me that my harvest?
They
wake up very strong. Yet we too are farmers. Together with the Lord. We are going in the fields. We work in the house. You know, our house, we mop them, we sweep them,
according
to the state they are. There are those which are swept, those which are mopped. But every morning we resume the same thing. What happens there? What profit do I get from that? Cleanliness. Your home is nice. If you hear those strength again next day, you mop. The main thing is not to get tired. What have I gotten out?
Zendaba abantu.
Here I see people.
Buying the ibuga.
They enter early in the city.
Bagenda kukora.
They are going forward.
Kumi na biri.
At it.
Neba koma weranga baba.
They will come back rushing home.
No bagamba.
Can you say?
Lwaki temwasuli deda
ya kumiri. Why did you not sleep at your workplace?
Anti waka wali ya magoba.
Because home there are prophets there.
Atene kumulimwari hoyo.
Even though the workplace there is a prophet there.
Temako wakutambura
mkubo. They don't get that walk in the way, go up, back and going to floor and to and floor.
Kasi tachiba anti.
As long as
where they go,
they have gotten what they need from there.
Atene eru wali wabati ya funye
changa. Even when they did get to the, tomorrow they say.
Wate kukuba yo chifu.
They must be something I'll get there.
Bake ila kumachia.
They wake up in the morning.
Kamishine
and they cause them rushing to the city.
Wambifebi yo kukuli na mkubo.
Different places of work. Some footing, others on the bicycles. What
do
you say? And in the evening, they rush, the traffic jam, going home.
What
much?
Every
day you are on that cycle,
and
the main things are getting tired.
Main
thing where we go to profit. That clothes you wash it and you darden it. You wash it again. You clothe it. And I'm looking smart. Because you profit looking smart. You don't get tired of washing it. But sometimes you get tired. But we gave up on it. Wariness, we gave it up. We remain in the cycle of washing and clothing our clothing. It's not that. But you cannot tell me you get tired to sit in the gospel every time you profit from it.
Not
tired to wash clothes as you dirty. You wash as the cloth you dirty again.
What's
the profit you get? The main thing is I profit from this. I don't need to know any awareness coming. Are we together?
The
main thing is what? Getting weary or tired or to profit out. Because they see you every day. People enter this gate. Every day. They go back, they come back. They don't get tired. That, no.
We
don't. The main thing. That thing we profit daily. Those who tell you that, them too, they woke up, open their shops in the morning. They go back in the evening. Why don't they get tired? Come on their shops. We differ in the treasures we acquire, but the same laboring. We. We go in our workplace in the world and we gather things there. We come here, we gather treasure among treasures. Treasure which sustains the world. Treasure of the word of God. Man does not live with food. By every word come from the mouth of God. When
it
speaks tomorrow, it should not rain. The yard rich. Famine strikes the land.
Just
God said, let it not rain. Now don't get tired. Speak to that one, don't get tired. Things of weariness, never consider them here. Consider what treasure you get in that of light of knowledge.
Put
in that of vessel of clay. Helping you and the many. That is what we count. God, he says, Isaiah 46, verse 17, we go to teach you how to profit. Now, awareness is not considered there.
He
counts, considers profiting.
So start a
if you teach you profit, but you get so tired, now I'm going to rest you. After teach you profit,
he shows
you the way you have to go, let's go, in the mission.
Teach
you to profit. I
show you
the way you have to go.
I leave you.
No resting involved in
that.
I speak of the flesh.
The
main thing, the longer the spirit rests, and we meet our liberty, and we see the rest of our spirit. Demons we strangled us. Sickness we troubled us. Poverty. And many things takes them away. We have rested.
Things
we shall rest first after we've checked from this world, we go in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Wariness, they don't consider it. They don't consider wariness.
They
don't count it. When it comes, sleep a little. I've not said now.
Wait
to sleep after.
You
wake up, it's normal there.
We
don't count, nothing it fails us to do. Is it true? You know we eat. We go to toilets. We don't get tired. Is it not that? Gave up to consider awareness in those issues.
We're
going to eat and going to toilet. Because we profit out of that. The main thing, we profit.
Things
of passing on to toilet, as you saw food eats, go to toilet, you gave up on that.
You can't tell us,
I got tired of eating food as I go to the toilet.
The
main thing was I healed of anger,
according
strength of food, going to toilets. I remain, go there. I get relieved. You squatted all the days to losing yourself. You will not take tired. The main thing, I lose pills for myself.
And
the world is see you don't go to toilets. And they say this one is very sick. They no more profit out of this. Now the main thing,
wariness
in the world, we gave up on it.
And here in the church,
we totally gave up. We are servants of God. Who got tired? Now, we remain get tired of sin. And Severladen, we cast it off ourselves. There you will be a person who gets tired very well. And you will see the rest of your spirit. In the kingdom of heaven, begin the rest while still here.
For
even eternal life, we got it right from this world.
John
chapter 17, verse 3. Eternal life
is to
know the one true God. The Christ Jesus is saying, begin it right here. Are we together? That means awareness, we gave up on it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
speak your brother and tell them.
Why
do you say you get tired?
But
the main thing is getting tired of what you profit out of this. Every time you comb your hair, when it comes on women, they make that for an hour.
They
never get tired. Still working on the hair. They profit what from that? To looking good. Where they gave up on it, they have to work on it.
Wanji,
are we together? You still on the issue of getting tired?
Wanji,
you slept many times in the bed. Even you're going to go back to sleep. Have you gotten tired of sleeping? We gave up on getting tired. The main thing, what we gain out of it.
So
let's say there's a thing which has come in now. We gave up on getting tired. The main thing, we profit and gain what? You know you fellowshipped much out where you've passed. But what made you tired? Even weariness to follow you up to today. There was nothing you gained out there. You got tired of praying. You did profit and gain from it. If you prayed as you gained, you never would have gotten tired.
Will
you have gotten tired? If you gain from it,
the main thing
I gain in this, weariness is not considered now. You think, me too, I stand every day with Pastor Newman. We stand. Don't you see us? What we came from this? As long as we profit and gain,
and
many episodes we minister, then tomorrow shall start even to the other. To the harvest will overflow. Yes. As we standing, you think salary is of how much? I'm standing. When you get tired, I wonder, you are just seated. Treasure is given you seated. One giving you is one standing. Indeed, God is amazing. Treasure give us something we are seated. One giving treasure stands. Want to pick money from there, and you come, you sit it.
Honorable,
you get your money. I've been giving you some money. Leave me my master. Stop that, my master. Please. Please give it to me when I'm kneeling.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But you are honorables. Unto God. God is mighty yet never despises a person. You would have told, stand up to me, I'm standing. I
want you
treasure of knowledge as you're standing. Is that possible?
There are
those yesterday they made to stand. One bishop. You sing as
Father
said.
It
makes us tired. He was his sitting.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The main thing, not to get tired. The main thing, what do we gain from this? In that
prophet,
they benefit the kingdom of God. And there on that issue, your heart let that word grow, even in your ears, even in your sight, even in your walking. Let that word be there and let it speak all days. That the main thing is not getting tired. Mention what we gain in this,
what
profits the kingdom of God.
And
God bless you in those words.
Thank
him who teach us to profit.
And
show us the way we have to go. And
he
will to lead us.